insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of his verses. First, let's hear the verses.
من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون.
We had arrived at verse 98, which we said in the previous session. Verse 98 and 97 are addressing a very interesting and puzzling story. When the Holy Prophet arrived in Medina, the Jewish tribe that had actually come to that region and established themselves there a couple of generations back came to the Holy Prophet with questions. Some of those Jewish people, they came to the Holy Prophet with questions that they had. These questions were supposed to be addressed to the Holy Prophet to try to see whether he is actually a truthful prophet, if he is a messenger of God, or he is only making it up. We said that the story goes that when they asked all the questions they had, and every question was answered exactly how the Prophet was supposed to answer it, in other words, the way it was revealed in their books, the Prophet should know certain things, the last Prophet, they asked those questions and the Prophet gave the answers that were written in their books. So everything was showing that this is the Prophet. After getting the answers, instead of saying that we accept and we believe and you're the messenger of God, the question was posed by them that who is bringing you revelation? Which angel is it? And the Holy Prophet said, the angel Jibra'il or Gabriel. The Jews at that point turned back and said, well, sorry, but we cannot accept what what that angel has revealed to you, because our experience with this angel has been that he's always brought us commands and orders that have been very harsh and very painful. It's been bloodshed, it's been bad tidings, it's been punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things like that. So we cannot accept what this angel has revealed to you. These two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns them and reasons against their argument. As we said, it's a very puzzling, these are very puzzling comments that are made by this faction of the Jewish tribes, because it's very logical that if one has been told by God that someone is going to be a prophet and you're given the signs to test that prophet, and you do test that prophet and everything is right, and you know this is a messenger of God, then you question, you ask about which angel, and because it's not the right angel, one would be disbelieving in that faith. That's a very puzzling thing to do. All right, but anyway, God reasoned with them, said, the angel does not, the first verse talked about the message itself. So regardless of who brings it, you should accept the message since the message is from God. That was the main message that came out of that verse. The second set of answers, or the second answer that's given to these people in their argument, is the verse 98, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Whoever is an enemy of Allah, his angels and his apostles, and Gabriel and Mikael, let him know that Allah is indeed the enemy of the faithless. What is the message that comes out of this verse? The message is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are all messengers of God. If you have a problem with one of the angels, you have a problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a problem with Jibreel, it's just like having a problem with Mikael. It's just like the problem with Mikael. There's no difference because they're all messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're sent by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't like what he does, then that means I actually don't like what God does. And if I'm the enemy of his messenger, I'm the enemy of God, because God has sent him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, watch what you say. If you are the enemy of God, how would they didn't claim that. They said, we're the enemy, we have a problem with Jibreel. He's our enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you say that, then you're actually the enemy of Allah. And if you are, because you're the enemy of Jibreel, being the enemy of Jibreel is being the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are, then you should know that Allah is going to be indeed your enemy. So be careful of what you say. What these two verses have for us is that sometimes we should know not everybody is going to be accepting the truth when the truth is evident. We have this in other verses as well. It is puzzling, but it's a fact that it takes place. People have this problem. When everything is clear, when everything in this case was clear, that this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was the Prophet and the Messenger of God, even though it was clear for them, they didn't want to accept it. They said, we cannot believe in your message. Why? A very puzzling and very lame excuse that we have a problem with the angel that is the messenger that brings you the revelation. This is one point to take out of it. It's a social point that we need to keep in mind. The other aspect of it is for ourselves to know. To explain that point that we can take for ourselves, we would have to read the next verse that's also a part of this whole story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ. We have certainly sent down manifest signs to you, and no one defies them except transgressors, except fasiqun. This verse is establishing and emphasizing that what's revealed to you is revelation by God. These are clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last point that's mentioned in this verse is that no one would defy them except for the transgressors, except for the fasiqeen. This is the point that we need to take out of this. Brothers and sisters, it's sometimes, I think we, at least some of us, or maybe many of us, have experienced this. Sometimes when we look back at an argument, at a point that someone raised to us, maybe a friend of ours, our parents, our friend, our wife, our husband, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, someone said something to us that actually made a lot of sense to me. And it was a right point that they raised. There was a flaw in what I did. There was a flaw in what I understood or what I said. But I deny that. I don't want to accept that. We got to be careful of that. This the problem of not accepting and not being acceptive of or receptive of the truth is a problem that is caused by fisq, being a transgressor. Now, in these verses, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about fisq, we mentioned this in one of the first sessions that we discussed, Surah Baqarah, all right, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Holy Quran is a guidance for the muttaqeen. We said the opposite of a muttaqi is a fasiq, a person that has fisq, a person that is a transgressor. Such a person is not going to be guided. They will see the truth, just like Bani Israel. They had revelation, they had their own books. It was crystal clear All right? It was crystal clear, 100%, but they still denied it. And they brought a lame excuse that, oh, we don't accept this angel. Why did they do that? This verse tells us, وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ. Fisq, in the context of people that have not been actually acceptive of this religion in the first place, all right? In that context, fisq means that whatever guidance that they have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they haven't been accepting of that, all right? We mentioned that guidance, there's different levels of guidance. There's internal guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to everybody. People that have not read any type of scripture, any type of religion, they even understand certain things are bad, like stealing, like lying, like killing some innocent person. All of these are understood by everybody to be bad. If one goes against the guidance that they've been given, this is fisq. When one does this and commits this fisq, the problem that arises, the effect that it has on their heart is that they're not going to be accepting the next guidance that comes. Now, in this particular story, before getting to the point that we need to take from this ourselves, we need to remind the listeners, as the previous verses talked about, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they didn't even believe in their own religion. They were Jews, yes, but they didn't believe in their own religion. They picked and chose. That was one sign. There's a lot of signs. Another point that's mentioned is this. Another point that shows that same thing is this. That they didn't act according to their own religion. That's why they were fasiq. That was a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't accept that. That was fisq. All right. And the result of that was, when the guidance came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last prophet, it was crystal clear that this is the prophet, and they still rejected it. Now, for us, all right, if we don't practice, brothers and sisters, practice is very important. If we don't practice what God has revealed to us, that guidance, okay, we would be fasiq. A very dangerous outcome of fisq is when guidance comes, we don't accept it. Okay, now, one of the events that will be coming in the near future, inshallah, is the coming of the 12th Imam. When the 12th Imam comes, we have narrations very clearly stating that some people will be going against what the Imam says. If we are fasiq, the Quran tells us that there is a chance, or the fasiq heart, okay, is the heart that will be denying the truth. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us so we are muttaqi and we're not fasiq, so that when the 12th Imam comes, inshallah, we will not be of the ones that reject his call. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya sattar al-uyubi, ya ghaffar al-dhunubi, ya علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوب فعفوك مطلوب
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو